Some say it was a good idea, so why is the domestic violence safe shelter closing its doors? Well, that's the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beats reporter Yu Yun Jung on the line with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yes. So tell us now. We've been hearing about this center for some time, but the cuts are coming.
That's right. So just to give you some of the basic facts here, the Safe House opened in September of 2016, and it was under the city prosecutor, Keith Kaneshiro. And you said in the opening that it's a domestic violence shelter, but it also houses victims of sexual abuse as well. And what happened at the June 5th City Council meeting is that the City Council voted to cut off all the funding for security, which, you know, the prosecutor says is like the big part of the budget that keeps this place open, because it wouldn't be a safe house without security.
And I know a number of the council members were wringing their hands about this during the committee meetings.
That's right. So one of them is Joey Manahan, who's also the budget committee chair. He told me that a lot of money is being spent on a program that he's not sure is doing what it's supposed to do. And he's not even sure what it's supposed to be doing. So there's a lot of confusion about what the safe house is actually supposed to do and if they're being effective. But basically the motive, as they said it in the beginning, as the prosecutor's office has said it in the beginning, is to basically make witnesses more protected so that they would be more inclined to testify against their abusers, so that they would be convicted, right? And in that sense, you know, 14 cases involving Safe House residents led to successful convictions, and five were dismissed, and there's another six awaiting trial. So you could kind of see that without counting the ones that have not taken place yet, that would be like 14 out of 19 cases.
So, yeah, this Safe House, you know, like your article mentions, was, some say, a good idea, but the question is it worth the money that they're spending out for the security, right?
That's right. And the city council didn't think so. And so as a result of that, you know, the safe house is closing down at the end of August. And that would mean that seven residents and their dependents who live there now are going to have to go find other housing options. And at least one of them has told me that she will end up being homeless again.
And this story, as I was reading it this morning, I was thinking, gosh, you know, because of the secrecy, I mean, trying to protect a lot of the women at the safe shelter, the safe house, you know, we can't really use their names because, you know, obviously we're trying to protect them.
That's right. But so I guess like the measures that are being taken by the prosecutor's office to keep the women at the safe house safe have also led to some allegations against them about, you know, because now the ACLU of Hawaii has sent a letter to the prosecutor's office with allegations from some of the former and current residents of the safe house, who are saying that, you know, they were arbitrarily searching residents' apartments, and they're also subjecting them to random drug testing and trying to control who the residents can have outside contact with. So those were some of the things in a long list of allegations.
And I guess how's that going to get resolved? This place is closing down in a matter of weeks.
So one big part of that letter was also trying to stop the prosecutor's office from retaliating against residents for speaking out about these issues. So the letter was more about, stop retaliating against the residents. Of course, the prosecutor's office says that never happened.
And so big question, yeah, what happens to the women that are there? What happens about these allegations, and how does it get resolved knowing that the doors are going to shut down in August?
Yeah, I don't know if the ACLU is planning on pursuing more action in this regard, but if so, maybe those allegations could be resolved through that in the court system. But as for the other issues, I'm not sure. But at the same time, another thing that we should note is that there's also a federal corruption investigation going on, and that investigation scope includes this safe house because it was Prosecutor Keith Kaneshiro's initiative.
Right, and that was all tied to the Ke Aloha case, the trial that we just had a verdict in. All right, well, we'll just have to see what happens in the weeks to come. But thanks so much, Yu-Yun.
Thank you for having me.
All right, that was reporter Yu-Yun Jung with today's reality check. To read her story on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.